Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
Welcome to the Islands of Milwaukee.
You might remember the open to that series, The Islands of Milwaukee, which ran on Lake Effect earlier this year. The Islands of Milwaukee is a two-year project designed to help engage senior citizens and others who are living alone. Among its elements has been a regular, thought-provoking question of the day, which invited people to weigh in on issues in person, over the phone, and through the mail. The project will culminate this weekend in the opening of an art exhibit based on the question of the day on display at Milwaukee's City Hall. Anne Basting is a theater professor at UW-Milwaukee and co-lead artist of the Islands of Milwaukee project. Kara Grenier is director of community services for Goodwill Industries of Southeastern Wisconsin, one of the project's partners. And Wayne Budzin asked the question of the day in his work delivering meals through Goodwill. Welcome to all of you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Before we get to this newest development in the work of this project, let's talk about where you have been. Remind us what the objective of the Islands of Milwaukee project is and how the question of the day fits in.
Well, after several years of research, I can boil it down to two really clear facts. 23,000 older adults in Milwaukee County live alone. And as a health risk factor, social isolation is the equivalent of 15 cigarettes a day. So we are trying to make sure that people who want to, and that's most everyone who, as they age, wants to live at home, is engaged in their community and is not disconnected.
So you took this on in a number of ways. People who are regular listeners to Lake Effect probably remember the radio series linked to the Islands of Milwaukee featuring this question of the day, and audio features kind of a natural fit for that project. But how did you conceive of it as an art installation?
We wanted to let people tap into something that was bigger, not just a question or something that they'd reach out and do, but something that would connect them to something bigger and more meaningful in the scheme of things. And really, the arts are a great connector. People feel like I can communicate something poetic. I could do a song. I could do whatever they have the capacity to do. They could contribute. The question of the day that we came up with was really just sort of a welcoming and an invite to participate, the least threatening, risk-free way to do it. And then we could follow up and do what we've called artistic house calls in order to kind of reach out and go a little bit further if people wanted to. It's all really self-selected. And then it helps to share it back with the people who contributed so that they see that they were part of something bigger, and also with the greater public so that they see the importance of this in their own lives and how they could be part of connecting the community themselves.
Well, and so where does the partnership network fit in this context?
When we first started out, Maureen and I, Maureen Towey of Sojourn Theater and I sat down and we thought, we want to figure out how to use the arts to engage people living alone. Now, again, 23,000 people, a lot of those are out very busy volunteering, doing incredible things in Milwaukee. We were really interested in building kind of a system that could consistently get something out to people who might not be, who might need a little bit more connection. The first thing we did was sit down and sort of look at the landscape, and I'm pretty familiar with it. So I called up Stephanie Stein, the executive director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, and some partners there, and Interfaith Older Adult Programs. They connected us in turn to Kara, who runs the home delivered meal system. So, and also Stoll Associates, which is care managed home care in home caregivers, so that if we could figure out how to get artistic, creative engagement out through those channels, we'd be able to spread it pretty easily.
Kara, artistic creative engagement isn't necessarily what you typically do in your work. How difficult was it to connect the dots for you, or was it a natural fit?
Actually, it was really a natural fit. We serve through the Home Delivered Meal Program close to 1,200 seniors a day, and we have 48 drivers that go out and make a personal connection to these individuals each and every day. So to me, it was really easy. We already have that natural relationship with our participants. The drivers have been with us, generally speaking, a very long time and have established relationships with our participants. So for me, it was a very easy connection to make.
And Wayne, you are one of the drivers in this case. Talk about the experiences you had in playing a role in this project and engaging the people that you would normally see on a regular basis in a slightly different way.
Well, when you start out, you really you get to know the people, and you really, after a while, you kind of really bond with them, you know. And I just like to get out there and just, you know, show them a lot of love and have a good attitude and, you know, and ask them how things are going, you know, stuff like that. And a lot of times, you know, they seem to pretty much open up to you, you know. And another thing is it's not only just taking out the meals, but it's just doing little things where you can maybe help that person with something, you know. Like, I've had times where I've taken out people's garbage, you know, because they weren't able to and stuff like that. It was a little hard for them, and fixing their TV or plumbing with their toilet, backing up and fixing plumbing. One person, she was seeing that she had problems with water coming in her basement. And I looked at her gutter, and I could see that there were leaves all over in her gutter, just filled with leaves. And I says, well, what's your problem is? And I says, you know, I'll be out there later. I'll bring my ladder, and I'll clean out the leaves and everything. And I clean out her gutters for her and everything else. And she told me a couple of days later we still had some rains. And she said, there's no problem with the water coming in anymore, you know. It's just little things like that, you know, you really enjoy doing and, you know, really reaching out to these people. And, you know, no matter what kind of response you might get from these people, you still choose to love these people, you know, and help them and work with them in any way you can.
Yeah, it seems obvious that this is about more than just delivering food.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Chelsea, the graduate student who worked with us on the project, was really instrumental in building a lot of the community relationships. She did some ride-alongs with Wayne, and I think it was really special when we first developed that system of bringing out the question and then bringing back the question. Chelsea told us that when the questions came back, the drivers at the Beulah Brinton Center, which is where Wayne was, would read them and really enjoyed hearing the feedback from the questions.
Kara, do you feel like you have a better understanding of the people you serve through a program like this?
Absolutely. You know, I look at just the essence of the mission of Goodwill Industries, and really our goal is to serve individuals who have disabilities and disadvantages, and really the participants that partake in the Meals on Wheels program are individuals who are homebound, who don't have anyone to help them with meal preparation or going grocery shopping and things like that. So this really encompasses everything that we are all about. You know, like Wayne said, it's so much more than a meal. It's a safety check. It's oftentimes we are the only face that people see each and every day, and they look forward to those visits. You know, so it is much more than a meal.
What does the art installation look like, and why is City Hall the place for it?
We really envisioned this as bringing voices that we don't normally hear, that have kind of fallen away from the public realm, back into the civic sphere. So City Hall seemed like a perfect place for it. We asked over 45 questions of the day. They were delivered with care as that added bit of nutrition with a home-delivered meal. And we got back over 2,500 responses in the course of the time since last November when we really started doing this and piloting it early on. I think we started viewing it as the treasures of the islands of Milwaukee. Some people see people who have needs like that as a burden. And I think you can see that you can shift that completely and see them as treasures that we've really discovered the voices and the special creativity and the viewpoints that we can share with people. So a lot of those responses came back to us on these beautiful little handwritten notes on cards that were delivered by the meal drivers. Some of them came back through voicemails that we've featured in the radio segments. So we have some of those featured as well in the sound installation in the exhibit. The cards will appear on the second and third floor in webbings that we're going to create with little clips. So you'll be able to actually see the handwritten cards, a good portion of the handwritten cards. The art exhibit itself is going to be there for a month, and next weekend will be a performance that animates the exhibit a little bit, shows people a little bit. we'll share out loud some of the responses that might not be on the cards and kind of teach people how to use it in a playful way. And I think encourage people to see how they can do a little bit of what Wayne describes as being part of this connective tissue of Milwaukee. You may have a neighbor, right? You may have a parent. Karen and I were talking about her own mom. And how a question like this that gets you to think a little differently is a way to engage in a way that's a little bit more meaningful. And also, I think, to ask yourself, what's my plan? How am I going to stay connected as I age? Because it can happen in the blink of an eye.
And that would be your hope for the sustainability of this program.
I think we've built, Kara, I hope you agree that we have built over a couple of years a really nice partnership system between those agencies I talked about and between the Peck School of the Arts at UWM. We have sort of the energy of the students to keep feeding it. The question systems of how they're delivered and how they're brought back and how they're shared is still in place, and we can just keep it going.
Yeah, this last round since November, we've had two of our meal dispatch sites deploy the questions of the day, and I would love to see that expanded to another two or even more dispatch centers, because I think, again, it's just another way to connect with our seniors in the community, to give them something more, and to have them participate back in the community in a different way.
And Wayne, you're going to keep doing this work?
Yes, I am. Yeah. I enjoy it. It also makes people, think more, these questions, it gets their mind thinking, about, as far as answering these questions, the question of the day, and just to get them off the, a lot of people have maybe things that might happen to them in the past. They have like a negative attitudes and stuff like that. But just to get them thinking in more in the positive, thinking on good things and everything, and just getting their mind refocused. And I think that's pretty much what it's all about, yeah.
We could all stand that now and then.
Yeah.
Well, Ann, Wayne, Kara, thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ann Basting is a theater professor at UW-Milwaukee and co-lead artist of the Islands of Milwaukee Project. Kara Grenier is director of community services for Goodwill Industries of southeastern Wisconsin. And Wayne Badzine delivers meals to seniors through Goodwill. The Islands of Milwaukee performance piece runs this weekend at Milwaukee City Hall, coinciding with Doors Open Milwaukee. The art exhibit is on display through October. Speaking of Doors Open, we'll have a preview of the other places you can check out this weekend when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.